أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. قل لو أنتم تملكون خزائن رحمة ربي إذا لأمسكتم خشية الإنفاق وكان الإنسان قتورا. ولقد آتينا موسى 9 آيات بينات فاسأل بني إسرائيل إذ جاءهم فقال له فرعون إني لأظنك يا موسى مسحورا. قال لقد علمت ما أنزل هؤلاء إلا رب السماوات والأرض بصائر وإني لأظنك يا فرعون مثبورا. فأراد أن يستفزهم من الأرض فأغرقناه ومن معه جميعا. وقلنا من بعده لبني إسرائيل اسكنوا الأرض فإذا جاء وعد الآخرة جئنا بكم لفيفا. وبالحق أنزلناه وبالحق نزل وما أرسلناك إلا مبشرا ونذيرا. وقرآنا فرقناه لتقرأه على الناس على مكث ونزلناه تنزيلا. قل آمنوا به أو لا تؤمنوا إن الذين أوتوا العلم من قبله إذا يتلى عليهم يخرون للأذقان سجدا ويقولون سبحان ربنا إن كان وعد ربنا لمفعولا. ويخرون للأذقان يبكون ويزيدهم خشوعا. Say, had you controlled the treasure, had you been in control of the treasures of the mercy of my Rabb, you would have kept it back from fear of spending. And man is indeed most miserly. We had bestowed Musa alayhi salam with the 9 clear signs, then asked the children of Israel when Musa alayhi salam had come to them. So Fir'aun began to say, O Musa, indeed, I consider you to be a person that is being bewitched and tricked by some sorcery. Musa alayhi salam's reply to him was, لَقَدْ عَلِمْتَ. You know very well that all these signs and these verses have been only sent down by the Rabb of the heavens and the earth as eye-opening evidence. And indeed, I consider you, O Fir'aun, as one that is destined to destruction. So Fir'aun intended to frustrate and drive away Musa alayhi salam and his people from the earth, from the land of Egypt. Then we had drowned him and all those that were with him. And we had then asked the Bani Israel that you settle on the earth, you settle in this land, and when the promise of the hereafter has to pass, we will bring you all together. وَبِالْحَقِّ أَنزَلْنَا. And we have sent this Qur'an Sharif in truth, and in truth has it come down. And we have only sent you as one to give good news to those that obey and are loyal to Allah Ta'ala, and to warn those that are unloyal and disobedient. And we have separated this Qur'an into portions and parts, in verses, in surahs. So we have separated it that you may recite it to people gradually, and in stages have we revealed the Qur'an. Say, believe in this Qur'an or not, those people of the past who were blessed with knowledge, when the Qur'an or when the holy scriptures, the heavenly scriptures were recited to them, they would fall on their faces in prostration, saying, glory be to our Rabb, indeed the promise of our Rabb must be accomplished. And they would fall upon their faces, crying, with tears streaming down their cheeks, وَيَزِيدُهُمْ خُشُوعًا. and this would increase the humility and the devotion to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In the previous verses, the kuffar of the Quraysh, the greatest objection was that certain miracles be performed before their eyes. And the second demand was that the malaika should come for their guidance and not mankind, not human being. So Allah Ta'ala says that this entire process of wahi and revelation, this is done with pure wisdom. It is by the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that this happens. And this is nothing new at all. This was the process in the Anbiya alayhi salam in the past. And this process will continue, that man will be sent for the guidance of man. It will not be another supernatural creation that will be assigned for the guidance and the hidayat of man. Man will be assigned for the guidance and for the hidayat of man. And say for instance, you were in control of wahi, revelation, and the great mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then mankind in his nature, he is so niggardly and miserly that he will keep that back as well. Just for the fear that this will all be wiped out, and for the fear that it will be spent out, he will keep back this as well. وَلَقَدْ آتَيْنَا مُوسَىٰ تِسْعَ آيَاتٍ. In the next verse, Allah Ta'ala speaks about the nine verses or the nine miracles that Allah Ta'ala had blessed Musa alayhi salam. The nine miracles that we know, and it's commonly spoken about, the rod being turned into a serpent, and his hand shining and becoming radiant, and the floods, the locusts, etc., that were set upon the Bani Israel, the different miracles that were set upon, different miracles that were blessed, that Musa alayhi salam was blessed with. So this is the one explanation of the nine signs, and the other explanation of the nine signs were the nine commands that Musa alayhi salam had been given to convey to his people, not to commit shirk, not to murder, not to indulge in jadu and sorcery, etc. Two people of the Bani Israel had come to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, and they were discussing en route that we should go to this person that calls himself a Nabi. So the other person told him, no, don't say that he is a Nabi. If you say that he is a Nabi, then he'll have four eyes. In other words, he will feel very elated about himself, na'uzu billah. Nonetheless, they did come to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam and they inquired about the nine ayat. Rasulullah gave them the answer not to make shirk, not to associate any partners to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, etc. So they were excited and they were very impressed. They began to kiss the feet and the hands of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, and they openly confessed that we believe in you to be the Nabi of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Rasulullah inquired from them, then why don't you accept me? Why don't you follow me? So they replied that Dawud alayhi salam had made dua that the prophethood and nubuwwat must remain within the family, that he is the children of Bani Israel. And number two, we are afraid that if we do accept Islam, our people and our folk will kill us. Both were lies, for Dawud alayhi salam had not made such a dua that the nubuwwat must remain within his family. Number two, the allegation that the fear and the apprehension that they so-called express, that if we do accept Islam, our people will kill us, then there were numerous Bani Israel, Abdullah ibn Salam, etc., that had accepted Islam and they were safe and sound, nothing happened to them. So this was just a story for them not to accept Islam. Allah Ta'ala speaks about the people that had possessed knowledge in the past, that when they would hear the verses of the holy book, the divine scriptures being recited, then they would not be able to contain themselves. They would fall down in prostration, crying to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, saying that glory be to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, our Rabb. Indeed, the promises of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala must come to pass. They must be accomplished. they will fall in sajda crying. And this increases their khushu and their humility to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Therefore in the hadith it is reported that two eyes will not ever enter into Jahannam. One is the eyes that cried for the fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the second, the eyes that stayed awake in guarding and protecting the Islamic borders. In other words, the Islamic frontiers, countries that are run by Islam, and guarding and looking after their borders and their frontiers is a great act of reward. The hadith, it is also reported that crying for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for his fear is a sign of good fortune, and not crying, being very hard at heart, is a misfortune. Thirdly, we also understand that crying for the sake of Allah ta'ala for his fear is an act of great merit and reward. The hadith says that Allah ta'ala saves an entire community wherein there is just one single person that cries for the sake of Allah ta'ala, cries for the fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Also, we understand that the more a person progresses in knowledge and understanding of deen, the more he must cry and humble himself to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. كَذَلِكَ يَنْبَغِي أَنْ يَكُونَ شَأْنُ الْعُلَمَاءِ. They say that this is supposed to be and required to be the state of the ulama, those that have increased and progressed in knowledge and understanding. Then they must cry out of the fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, out of the favor of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When they begin to recognize favor and fear, then this must increase their humility, and that humility must prompt them to cry to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. An ayat of sajda has been recited. One ayat of sajda tilawat should be done.